On the day of the Boston bombings, writer and former Bostonian Nick Flynn was moved to write a poem. So was Washington State poet Scott Poole. We shared that with you on the air, and we'll post both works at hereandnow.org. Critic Lloyd Schwartz tells us people have been coming up to him at events saying how much more they need music and poetry now. Lloyd is Fresh Air's music critic. He's also an accomplished poet. One of his pieces was selected for the new volume of the best American poetry. And he teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. This is National Poetry Month. And before the bombs exploded, we'd asked Lloyd to tell us about new voices we should be listening to, not knowing how much we might need them now. His list started with Andrea Cohen.
Andrea is the director of the Blacksmith House poetry series. She has a couple of books out. But I heard her read a few weeks ago, and she read this short poem which absolutely flattened me. Hmm. It's called The Committee Weighs In. I tell my mother I've won the Nobel Prize. Again, she says. Which discipline this time? It's a little game we play. I pretend I'm somebody. She pretends she isn't dead.
I didn't see that coming.
Right. This poem was in Threepenny Review, which is a California publication, and she is on her way to a terrific career.
Okay. Well, we'll post that poem at our website. Barbara Perez is your next candidate for New Poet.
Yeah, Barbara is young. She is actually a former student of mine at UMass, but she lives in San Antonio, and she is on her way. The poem that I would like to read of hers was published in Poetry Magazine, certainly the oldest and one of the most distinguished magazines in the country. Her poems, they're both very personal and very sort of philosophical and even scientific at the same time.
Which poem shall we hear?
I'm going to read her poem, Strange Little Prophets. That's prophets with a PH. When is the smell of a blackberry tree a harbinger of violent movement rather than simply the recollection of a childhood Sunday dress hem-dipped in mud, hand-printed with juice and seeds? Hard to say. A mind, when playing tricks, is at its most sincere, at home raking through the body's history, repeating the strange and nostalgic. The taste of dirty copper, the imagined cockroach in the corner, the sluggish slow of the clock. Doctors call these strange little prophets warning signs of a seizure, synaptic misfires looming like a song discordant until the body, an unplucked string, is finally strummed.
I would not have guessed at the outset that was going to be about seizures.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's quite something.
Yeah. Really sneaks up on you.
Yeah. And Lloyd, when you say Barbara Perez and Andrea Cohen and the other poets we're going to hear about are on their way, where? Where do poets start going when they're going somewhere?
They start publishing in magazines. There are a lot of very good little magazines around. Now there are some very good, I would call them magazines or journals, that are online only. I like Plume Poetry. There's a very interesting poetry website in the Far East called Asymptote, which publishes a lot of translations into English and poems by a lot of very international poets. One of my favorites is Poetry Daily. And if you sign up for that, it's free. And they send you, or they, you know, publish online and send you a link to a new poem every day.
How wonderful. We're going to have your list of the websites and the online links at hereandnow.org, but there's poets.org, which is the Academy of American Poets.
Right.
Poetryfoundation.org, poetrysociety.org, the Poetry Society of America.
Right. The online magazine Slate. Robert Pinsky is the poetry editor, but I understand that Slate is going to stop publishing poetry. And
what?
Because it doesn't get as many hits as their other features.
Well, before that, Robert Pinsky was able to find the work of Ron Spalletta. He's another of your picks. What are you going to read from Ron Spalletta?
Well, I'm going to read his poem, Blank Villanelle. Villanelle is a very complicated form that has a lot of lines that get repeated. It's usually in rhyme, but I think that's why Ron calls this Blank Villanelle, because he is playing with the form and avoids the rhyme, and he does very inventive and surprising things with those repeated lines. They're not repeated exactly the way you expect them to be, and I found it a very moving poem.
Let's hear.
As long as you want, almost never is as long as you want. Or it is much longer. He will not live as long as you want. But his forgetfulness will last as long as memory, as long as you. Want, at once desire and privation, is the work of his disease. As long as you want him, you return to watch hours unravel. Are they hard as yours? As long? As you want to let go of the ghost, you say, but I'll stay as long as you want. As long as you want.
Wow. I am now thinking of those five words. Yes, and they mean about 20 different things.
Right. And something different every time they reappear.
That's great. Ron Spalletta's Blank Villanelle. Give us the last one. David Gwanter.
David's a very interesting poet. He is also the co-editor of the Complete Poems of Robert Lowell. He teaches at Georgetown University. The poem of his that I picked for today is in a very interesting form. There's a traditional form, although it's a little obscure, called the Abecedarian poem. It's a 26-word poem, and each word is in alphabetical order. And David Gwanter's poem is in reverse alphabetical order. The title is actually the first word in the poem. Zero account. Your ex withdrawn. Vengeful, undertakes the spousal ripoff. Quivering passion, once negated, murders love. Kindness? Justice is how greed frames every divorce. Cupid's backstabbing alphabet.
Never has the alphabet seemed so treacherous.
Right. I agree.
The picks of Lloyd Schwartz, professor of English at UMass Boston. He also reviews classical music for Fresh Air. And speaking of that, Lloyd, you also have a new book, Music in and on the Air, a collection of your Fresh Air reviews. And
right.
You tell us a major figure in the book is the late mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt Lieberson. You've reviewed her work several times over the past 15 years.
Yes, a lot of times.
Well, may we leave with some of Lorraine?
How could we not?
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.